Hello, everyone. This is Daniel Lachlan. This is part 5 of my book on plant strategies, called The Effect of Traits on Demographic Rates, consisting of 2 chapters. If you have made it this far into the book, then the primary thesis has been laid out in full. The first 4 parts would be sufficient material for a graduate seminar on plant strategies. However, those of you who seek to advance a more mechanistic theory may be interested in exploring what is still unknown about how traits influence individual demographic rates and underpin demographic trade-offs. Part 5 explores an advanced approach to predicting population fitness by using traits to explain variation in growth, survival, and reproduction. These chapters are written for the eager ecologist who wants to not only explore a general theory of plant strategies, but for those who want to push the field further by discovering the mechanisms underlying how traits drive demographic trade-offs and fitness across complex environmental gradients. Chapter 11 reviews the large literature on traits that promote growth, traits that enhance survival, the trade-off between growth and survival rates, and how growth and survival vary with plant size. Chapter 12 demonstrates the current difficulties of using traits to predict recruitment rates and proposes how to make progress toward understanding recruitment, the trickiest of all, the demographic rates. Summary of Chapter 11, Plant Traits That Promote Growth and Enhance Survival. The classical approach to measuring plant growth rate likened it to compound growth rates of bank accounts, where the rate of increase in plant biomass is proportional to the amount of biomass already present in the plant, implying that plant growth is exponential. It was determined that variation in RGR, relative growth rate, among herbaceous plants was driven by LAR rather than ULR. Between the true traits that contribute to LAR, SLA explained more variation in RGR than leaf mass fraction, indicating that SLA plays a central role in determining the inherent variation in relative growth rate among herbaceous plants. The classic growth equations are confounded by plant size. While exponential growth may be true for the early stages of growth in herbaceous plants, plants tend to experience reduced RGRs as they approach their maximum size, especially when growing with neighbors. The relationship between specific leaf area and growth rate shifts from positive in seedlings to non-significant in adult plants. Wood density exhibits consistently negative effects on growth rates across ontogeny. The positive relationship between maximum height and growth rate is most significant in adult size classes. The negative effects of seed mass on growth rate in seedlings is undetectable in saplings and adults. The growth-survival trade-off is one of the most well-recognized trade-offs in ecology. Species that grow fast when resources are abundant die when resources are scarce, and species that survive when resources are scarce grow slowly when resources are abundant. This growth-survival trade-off naturally emerged from models of tree demographic rates by the opposing effects of wood density on growth and survival. Bud banks promote perennation, survival, and longevity, and consist of all viable axillary and adventitious buds which are present on a plant and are available for regrowth, branching, and replacement of shoots through a season or for vegetative regeneration after an injury. The plant coroner needs to declare that all meristems on an individual plant are dead before they can declare that the plant is dead. A rather tall order. Summary of Chapter 12, Plant Traits That Bolster Recruitment. Modeling plant recruitment is hard. Recruitment is often the weakest link in plant population models and has been ignored in plant strategy models that have emphasized relative growth rate and survival. If we can successfully integrate traits into our understanding of plant fecundity, then we can fill a critical gap in plant strategy theory. One of the difficulties of incorporating regeneration into plant strategy theory is that it is well established that traits of juveniles and traits of mature plants are decoupled. In other words, we generally cannot predict the behavior of seedlings based on the traits of the adults. seed mass can vary by 10 orders of magnitude globally. There is more variation in seed size than in any other plant trait. And this massive variation is no doubt part of the reason that understanding variation in the causes and consequences of seed size has captured the attention and imagination of ecologists across the world. A plant can either produce hundreds of small seed or a handful of large seeds at any given reproductive event. Small herbaceous plants cannot support very large seeds due to biomechanical constraints, but they can produce many lightweight small seeds. There is empirical support that large-seeded species performed better under grazing pressure in nutrient-poor soils and when planted deep in the soil or under litter. Some studies also found that large-seeded species perform better when growing in established vegetation, in deep shade, or in dry environments. It is now clear that we must cast a wider net in the search for traits that predict recruitment by considering dispersal and establishment, persistence, and germination timing. A trait-filtered framework was proposed for identifying traits that are important at each stage of the recruitment process, including seed production, dispersal, germination, emergence, seedling establishment, and clonality. Seed dormancy drives variable recruitment through time. Seed dormancy has been shown to be negatively correlated with lifespan and vegetative propagation. Short-lived species tend to produce seeds that can remain dormant for many years, whereas long-lived species, in particular clonal plants, tend to produce short-lived seeds, indicating a possible trade-off between sexual reproduction and vegetative propagation. Small-seeded understory plants only germinate in open sites with high red-to-far-red ratios, which are temporarily rare and only occur when gaps in the canopy open due to tree falls, necessitating the persistence of a small seeds in the soil seed bank. Germination in the large-seeded plants is not affected by the red-to-far-red ratio and have a shorter lifespan in the seed bank. Dispersal drives variable recruitment through space. The diversity of dispersal syndromes in plants is testament to the selection pressures that plants face in their quest for safe sites for establishment. The standard approach for estimating establishment probability is to estimate seed production on the plot across all the individuals in the plot in year T, count the number of recruits in the plot in year T plus 1, then take the ratio of recruits in year T plus 1 to seeds produced in year T to estimate an establishment probability. These values can range from 0.00 to 0.99, with an empirical mean establishment probability of 0.0001076. The peak of this distribution will be a spike very close to zero, with a thin tail that extends all the way to one. Plant recruitment is a spatially and temporally dynamic process that poses serious challenges for linking traits to demography. However, if we continue to focus most of our research effort into understanding the traits that govern growth and survival at the expense of recruitment, we are missing half of the story. We need to get the fecundity function right.